We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. The first episode coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Look, home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, you're going to be paying that. But they have been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push a button, get a mortgage. And if you have a mortgage, this is it's a good time to pretty much start evaluating what you're doing at home as you are with your families. Welcome to the JR Sport Brief Show. If you are just tuning in, I am JR. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. I am happy to be with you here every single weeknight, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific time, rocking with you for 4 hours, talking about the biggest stories in the sports world. And we know in the world that we live in right now, unfortunately, sports, it's on hold. That's not stopping anybody. That's not stopping you from taking inventory of what you do at home with your family. It's not stopping you from putting together that business plan. Thank you once again for Mr. Damon John from Shark Tank for calling in and joining us. Thank you for every single caller that we had who hopped on the line the past 2 hours to talk about Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. I still can't believe Mike called in, I believe, from New York and basically said that Tom Brady is a system quarterback. You can plug anybody in there. Look at Garoppolo. Look at Matt Castle and just hope things work out. No, you don't win 6 Super Bowl rings because you're a system quarterback. Let's put Trent Dilfer in an alternate universe. We know why Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl ring. He could thank Mr. Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and the rest of that Baltimore Ravens defense. Thank everybody out there. But Tom Brady won 6 rings because he's Tom Brady, because he could stand in the pocket and take a hit, because he's not the quickest, but he knows how to sidestep and get the pass off, because he knows how to find his reads. He knows how to find his receivers. Tom Brady knows how to play quarterback. That's why he's the greatest of all time. You know what? I'm going to hedge towards Mr. Bill Belichick. And you can argue whether or not he's the greatest quarterback or coach of all time or whether he's not. His third most wins all time. I don't think you build that type of stability without having a symbiotic relationship between a great coach or a phenomenal coach who's always prepared and a phenomenal player. And sometimes we get those combinations and they elevate each other. And I think that's the situation between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. So I'm not going to argue or not whether or not he's a system quarterback, because I don't think he is. Tom Brady is the GOAT. And I think he's going to put up solid numbers. And I think he's going to have an opportunity to go and compete, but definitely for a playoff spot. And at that point, we can see how much noise he makes in the playoffs. And that is if he's healthy. This is a guy entering his age 43 season. Hopefully he can stay upright. And let's not discount the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, where you got a Shaq Barrett out there just knocking guys over and almost 20 sacks last season. That's ridiculous. Let's see if Ndamukong Suh comes back. Jason Pierre-Paul, his comeback from blowing off half of his hand is amazing, if you ask me. And they just run defense is amazing. The defense is great for the Tampa Bay Bucs, and I don't think we can discount that. Everybody wants to focus in on Tom Brady and who he's going to throw the football to, but they're going to look to be a complete team. You don't have Jameis Winston out there throwing the football to the wrong team. I actually think they're going to do better than the 7-9 that they did last year. Let's flip that towards a 10-6, an 11-5. Tom Brady is going to continue to lead the way. But you know what? Mike, when he called, and I see you, Joke, from Kentucky. I see you, Tyson, from Dallas. You brought up a good point. You brought up systems. And when you look at sports, that we always get into debates about systems. And would this guy have done that? Would Tom Brady have won 6 Super Bowl titles if it wasn't for Bill Belichick? People actually look, you can look at Phil Jackson and say, well, look, Phil Jackson was the result because he coached Mike Jordan. I can step out and stand on the sidelines and coach Michael Jordan. I can coach Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. Just let them, give them the ball and let them work things out. No, it's not that simple. When you're a coach, it's not just drawing up the X's and O's. It's a matter of managing the locker room. It's a matter of how you manage your relationship with the media. And this is something that great coaches have been. I mean, for all of the jokes and giggles that we've gotten out of the past, you know, we could say 15 years since we really started the sideline, super sideline interviews. But we can look at the past 15 years of Greg Popovich interviews on the sideline. He's hilarious. And then when you actually get him in the back, when you get him in the tunnels, when you get him at the pregame, he's actually extremely introspective, not just about his team, but his life. He understands the role of sports, and you can understand why Greg Popovich has been a great coach. It's because he's been a great communicator. And even with Bill Belichick, you can ask people who have played for Bill Belichick. It can be grating, but you understand the purpose. You understand your role. You understand why you are there. You understand the goal of the organization. Things are communicated to you clearly as to what's going to go on. So you can say that the coaches set the table, that it's a system, and yes, it is. But at the end of the day, the talent drives the boat, which is why I think Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. And why I can't look at Tom Brady and say that he is a system quarterback. It's very simple. We can go ahead and look at a LeBron James. And granted, basketball is a more of an individual sport than looking at football, which is a team game. 11 on 11. This is what I'm bringing. What are you going to go ahead and bring to the table? But you look at LeBron James, every team that LeBron James has been on from when he was young and basically entered the league and even up until now, and we know we're in a different era of super teams. But LeBron James is, he's NBA title contention by himself. Michael Jordan, an old broken down Michael Jordan with the Wizards, who still went out there and averaged 20 points a game. Michael Jordan still went out there and almost carried the Wizards to a playoff spot before he broke down. Joe Montana, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time until Tom Brady came by and decided to win all these rings. Even he took the Kansas City Chiefs to the NFL playoffs. Let's be real here. There is no system. The system is the talent you have on that floor. If you're a good enough coach to evaluate talent, if you're a good enough coach to rally talent, if you're a good enough coach to make these players get along, and sometimes it's not, these are grown men. If you're good enough to round everything out, you're an awesome coach. But you can't pick 5 JRs and fix Bobbies and Joes and Tysons and put them together and be an excellent coach and think you're going to win. Sometimes it's the luck of the draw. There's no doubt about it. There's no systems. Systems can help. But players are the ones who drive the success of an organization. Management has to be smart enough to put the players together. We can look at a Brian Cashman with the New York Yankees. And a lot of people say, oh, Brian Cashman has all the money in the world to do whatever he wants. Correct. But he still has to go together and try to put together the right team. It's taken Brian Cashman with the current Yankees about 10 years now to try to have a solid starting rotation outside of bringing in all of these monster hitters, a Stanton, a Judge that comes up in your system, a Sanchez who's always hurt. You got to bring the right combination of guys together. But the talent is the driver. There's no doubt about that. We are going to continue taking your calls, 855-212-4CBS. It's very simple. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It is extremely easy, just as easy as talking to Joe from Kentucky. Joe, you are on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for your patience.
JR, I'm glad to hear you. I'm glad to hear you're doing good, and I hope your family's doing good and your colleagues are doing good.
Thank you so much, Joe. Everybody's smooth. I hope the same for you as well. But do you think in this modern day, in 2020, is it more so about the players? Is it the coaches? Is it the management? I can't believe that people say Tom Brady's a system quarterback.
No, I don't think he's a system quarterback, but I think Brady will do better than Belichick because he's going to have more weapons.
Absolutely.
And Belichick, I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm not a Buccaneers fan. I'm a Viking fan. But what I don't understand, I don't know how the line is at Tampa Bay. If they don't have a line, he ain't going to be able to hit those receivers.
Absolutely. I mean, the one thing about Tom Brady is that we know he's not going to stand there forever and just wait to get hit, even if he has to sidestep. And I think that's the one thing. Obviously, there's two things that I think Tom Brady needs to succeed, and I don't think anybody's going to argue against it. He needs a wide receiver to run the flat. He needs somebody under. He needs that last-ditch option if he cannot get the ball downfield. You know, he's gone from Hogan, Edelman, Wes Welker. He's had that little guy. So go out there and get open to be his security blanket. And that's one thing he's missing, in addition to that offensive line. I agree with you 1,000,000%, Joe.
JR, you're correct. And I think with those doing reverses too, you know, because he ain't going to be able to step back there and stand in the pocket.
Correct. And the older you get, let me tell you, son, it's just like walking on ice. You know, when you get older, the last thing you want to do is take that slip. You don't want to take that fall because you don't get up like you used to. And then when you're playing quarterback in the NFL, you can bet at Tom Brady, he may feel a certain way, but he knows what those hits feel like, and I'm sure he doesn't want to feel anymore.
You're correct, JR. And with me being out here in Kentucky, we had a lot of rain walk across the yard, slipping, and I'm 54 years old. It's hard on you, and that's just walk across the yard.
Yeah, and you don't have somebody 300 pounds trying to sit on you like Tom Brady.
No, they're chasing you down.
Nah, you don't. Joe from Kentucky, I appreciate you calling up the first JR Sport Brief Show. Thank you so much, Joe.
Okay, thank you for taking my call, JR.
Stay safe.
God bless.
You too. Shout outs to my main man, Joe. That's right. Tom Brady doesn't want anybody falling on him. He doesn't want to get hit by anybody. It's not the case. Let's go to another call. We got Tyson calling in from Dallas. Tyson, you are on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. What do you want to talk about today, man? I know we're talking about the past and all that other stuff. You know, honestly, Bill Belichick, in my book, you know, he might be a little sour, you know, that Brady might have sent Jimmy off, you know, but Jimmy's happy. I mean, Jimmy made some money off of it. You know, but what, you got any questions for me, man? I mean, what do you want to know? What do you want to know what I'm thinking about?
You want to loan me some money? I mean, Tyson?
Yeah, I mean, how much money do you need, bub? I understand we're all in hard times. I mean, the entire, you know, America's about to go on lockdown. I mean,
yeah,
I'll
well,
help
not,
you out. You know,
not
what I mean?
not about to go on lockdown. We are on lockdown right now, Tyson. And you know, speaking of, I'm joking with you, but I think if we want to ask anybody for some money, it might be Tom Brady, who's going to make upwards of between $50 and $60 million, or we can ask Jimmy Garoppolo, who is making north of 140, if he can actually execute his contract. And so, Tyson, I appreciate you calling up. I'm up against the break. But at the end of the day, look, Tom Brady's getting paid. Bill Belichick has an opportunity to go on, and the NFL world goes on and on. So I wouldn't feel sorry for anybody. I don't feel sorry for Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't feel sorry for Robert Kraft. I don't feel sorry for Tom Brady. Everybody's pockets will continue to be lined when we get back to the NFL. Hopefully the season can start on time. And, you know, Tom Brady's going to be able to dust that chip off his shoulder and still show that he has it. And Bill Belichick, he's going to be able to get a start as well. Look, we know it's all about talent and who you have out on that field. And I think the Bill Belichicks, the Pat Rileys, the Phil Jacksons, when they were at their peak, they showed it. But at the end of the day, it always boils down to the talent. You can call up 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to take more of your calls. I see you, Ian, from Kentucky. It's right here. It's JR on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you're listening, welcome. It's the first show. It's the first episode. You can catch me here Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to be rolling with you for just about another 2 hours, 2 a.m. Eastern Time. You can check me out. The JR Sport Brief Show is all about the people. If you want to holler at me, I'm very accessible, easily accessible, at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief on Instagram, and you can always contact me right here, 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to Damon John from Shark Tank for calling in and dropping some knowledge as to what we need to be doing, athletes and us regular folks, during this time of no sports. And it's also opened up plenty of conversations of the NFL. Thank you, NFL, for continuing free agency. You know, people are telling me that Tom Brady's a system quarterback. I don't agree. You don't win 6 Super Bowls by plugging and playing. This isn't Trent Dilfer on the Baltimore Ravens. It's the greatest quarterback of all time. Okay? And I didn't think growing up watching Joe Montana that I would go ahead and say that, but that's what Tom Brady is. And I'm about tired of looking at Tom Brady like plenty of other people. But the only people who like looking at Tom Brady are New England Patriots fans. Everybody else who has liked Tom Brady has only watched him to hope that he loses or to hope that he gets sacked by whatever defensive end or edge rusher is coming his way. But you cannot deny the fact that this man is greatness. And Bill Belichick didn't write some super plan to just plug Tom Brady in there. It's not what he did. Symbiotic, mutually beneficial relationship. Let's be clear about that. And Tom Brady, in my opinion, is going to go to Tampa Bay. He's going to play with a great offense, great receivers. And yes, he needs a line. Yes, he needs some underneath receivers. He needs some bailouts. But they're going to go from a 7-9 with a Jameis Winston. And last year with a Tom Brady, they probably would have won 11 or 12 games. And I think that's what they have in store for them this upcoming season. And hopefully things are a little bit back to normal by the time we get to September. We all trying to figure out what we want to do. I see you, Ian, in Kentucky, Barry in Alabama, Johnny in Houston, Vince in Richmond. We're going to get you on the line here on CBS Sports Radio. But I just want to say this. There's no system quarterback with Tom Brady. It's one of the greatest of all time. And he's going to go down to Tampa. And I'm not going to guarantee him a Super Bowl in the 2 chances that he's going to get if he stays healthy, because he is an old man now in football terms. He's going to be 43. But I am going to tell you, if he's healthy, those Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be competing. And Bill Belichick, he's going to be rebuilding, which I think is the right move for the Pats. If you think otherwise, you can call me up, 855-212-4CBS. Let's not waste any time. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to check in with Ian calling in from Kentucky. Ian, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. How you doing?
I'm terrific. How are you? You being safe out there?
I am, yes, yes. Tonight, having a good night, just hanging out, listening to your show. Love what I'm hearing so far, my man.
I appreciate it, man. What are your thoughts on Tom Brady? He ain't no system player. Michael Jordan was no system player. He was the star. Tom Brady is the star.
No, you see, and that's what people are missing here, is that, yes, while some people might think that, oh, he works better in a system, sure, he's still one of those prime-time, game-time players, one of the all-time at his position, and he's always going to be that, no matter where he goes. Granted, he's going to get older, he's going to have some deterioration, sure, but he still gets you in the conversation for the upper echelon for that season.
There's no doubt about this. Let me tell you something, Ian. When it comes down to a pressure situation, and thank you, Ian, for calling in from Kentucky. All the best to you and the family, and everybody stay safe out there. When you come down to a two-minute drill, there's some things that you don't coach. You don't coach heart. You don't coach gall. You don't coach that inside, that fire, that determination, that poise to perform under pressure. That does not come from a game plan. That comes from within. You know, in the NBA, we see it every now and then. You know, I got ice in my veins. Are you willing to take the big shot? I can tell you, over the past, you know, 20 years, because Tom Brady's been around, there's very few quarterbacks who in the clutch, and these great quarterbacks, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, have made mistakes too. But when you get into that two-minute drill, there are a couple of players who, when your team has the lead, and then you see a Tom Brady, and you see a Peyton Manning, and you maybe see Andrew Luck. Sorry, Andrew Luck. We miss you. We miss you, Andrew Luck, but you don't want the concussions. We get it. You didn't want to see those guys coming from behind because you just knew that they were going to march down the field and rip your heart out. That's not something that you can just game plan and plug somebody into. And that's what Tom Brady is, and that's the difference between a Tom Brady and a Jameis Winston, who can still go and basically have a 30-touchdown, 30-interception season. That's the difference. Tom Brady's not going to make those mistakes. Tom Brady is going to go out there and win. Let's keep things rolling. Let's check in with Barry from Alabama. Barry, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
About it, JR.
Good. What's on your mind, Barry?
Now, I just want to say, you and Mike both wrong and both right. Like the fella from New York, Ian touched on it, but I'm going to help him out. Okay. In a sense, everybody's a system quarterback. Coaches recruit, or they go after players that they know will fit their system. They look for the best player in that role in their system. They don't – I mean, if you run a 4-3, you ain't looking for a 3-4 lineman. Things need to work out. On paper, they need to work out before they can ever work out in the game.
I agree.
So, to say that somebody's not a system quarterback or doesn't have talent because he fits a scheme or something really good or – That's retarded. The man's got talent.
Yeah, that's not a nice word that we want to say, Barry. It's not a nice thing to say. But anyway, I understand and get your point. But I did say that it's a symbiotic relationship. Okay? You have a great coach and you have a great talent. But at the end of the day, after you gather that talent up, whether you have one star or two, you have to have somebody who's not afraid to take the game-winning shot. You got to have somebody who's not afraid to throw that pass or make that move. Lots of people, lots of players, lots of athletes, lots of human beings have the talent, but not everybody maximizes the opportunity because they're afraid to take the shot. And it's the same with coaches. We can lay out the groundwork, but you need to find and identify somebody who's going to max it out. And that's the difference between the Tom Brady. Let's go down to Houston. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny, you are on CBS Sports Radio. How are you?
I'm fine, Jay. I'm fine. I'm one of the – and thanks for asking. One of the things – I'm one on that I think Brady is overrated. I think if you look at – three of the Super Bowls he won. One he made on a he won on a made field goal.
One he won
on a missed field goal by the Giants, and then one he won on a dumb Seattle interception. And so I think that he's. I'm not going to say it's the system. I think it's made of the luck of the draw, or the way things turned out for him. I've never heard of him. Now, can you tell me or name me a touchdown pass that he has thrown to win a game? Sure, he's led some last-minute field goal drives and had some things go his way.
The last Super Bowl that they won, he did lead a drive. He threw the ball to Rob Gronkowski, amazing throw, amazing reception, and he ended up going on to beat the Rams on that 13-3. I mean, but this is the thing. We can talk about Super Bowls and the New York Giants. I mean, Eli Manning has some magic up his sleeve there when it comes down to the New England Patriots.
Is that an excuse for Brady?
He did throw a winning touchdown to Brady. Yes, I think playoff Eli Manning is elite Eli Manning. Regular season Eli Manning is kind of like, okay, which way do we go? But having said that about Tom Brady, we can talk about the Super Bowls. They did not get to those Super Bowls by accident. I venture to say, if you go ahead and you take, since it's such a system situation, if you go ahead and let's take a random quarterback. Let's take a Chad Pennington. Okay, let's go ahead and continue with a Drew Bledsoe before he was unfortunately knocked out by Mo Lewis. Let's go ahead and take some of these other quarterbacks who have come and gone in the division and plug them into the New England Patriots and tell me that you wouldn't be shaking in your boots. And thank you, Johnny, from calling. I want to get another caller in. That's the reality. When you look at the quarterbacks in the NFL, there are 32 of them. But this is the reality right here. How many quarterbacks do you trust? Not a lot. Let's get this last caller in. Let's check in with Vince from Richmond. Vince, what's on your mind? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. I'll make it real quick. I know we're at least a couple of months before the NFL releases their schedule. Once that does happen, do you think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I know they've never had a lot of primetime games over the years, but do you think with the signing of Tom Brady, we will see the Buccaneers in a lot of primetime games? And I'll listen to the answer off the air. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. And thank you, Vince, for calling up. Absolutely. You're going to see more Tom Brady than you know what to do with. Okay? And we're all trying to figure out what exactly we need to do right now. But you can bet one thing, when the NFL comes back, you're going to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in primetime. You know what? And actually, when we come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to talk about the NBA. I'm going to get on the phone. I'm about to call up my main man, Channing Frye, NBA champion with the Cleveland Cavaliers, analyst along with myself on NBA TV. And I want to know what the NBA players are up to. They're doing wild things on social media. You're talking about NFL on TV. Well, we need to keep up with some of these NBA players. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to check in with NBA champ Channing Frye. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. On the phone, on the line, we got my main man calling in from the Pacific Northwest. He is the co-host of Handles on NBA TV, recently retired NBA champion, Talking Blazers podcast on NBC Northwest. It's my main man, Channing Frye. Channing, how you doing, bro?
What's up, man? Man, listen, I'm good, dude. Just hanging in there, being active as much as I can within my house, within my area. Just listening, just waiting for that next instruction on what to do to make sure everyone's safe.
That's all we have. Everywhere's instructions. We all being instructed to kind of chill out. And I know that's a big adjustment for a lot of folks, especially when it comes down to, the NBA players. Unfortunately, we saw what happened with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell and Marcus Smart and Kevin Durant. And, I mean, even on social media, you see NBA players, they're just taking advantage of social media. How is the vibe? You recently retired, only a year out. What's the vibe amongst players right now? I know you keep in contact.
Yeah, dude. I think for them, I think safety is number one. And then number two is just when, like, trying to figure out what's the next step. You know, this is unprecedented territory, not only for NBA players, but for, you know, America in general. So for them, just, you know, having not having a schedule per se is the hardest part. You know, but these guys nowadays are, I'm just going to say, prepared and equipped. Most of them are. You know, they are hardworking guys who have gyms in their homes, who have trainers, and they have people that are going to put them in a situation to be successful, but also be healthy. So some guys are using this as time to chill out, and other guys are using this as time to get their body right just in case there is a season. I would hope that there's a season, but before that, I would hope that everything is fixed and there's actually just a settling down of this virus across not only this country, but the world.
Right, right. And you talk about that. It's good to – we can hope that a lot of the players are staying in shape. Ultimately, yeah. Do you think we're going to have a relaunch of the NBA season? Do you think we're going to get back to that point, Channing?
I think we'll have a shortened version of that. I do, actually. I think, you know, right now, like I said, we're in unprecedented territory. And so this gives Adam Silver – and the people up top an opportunity to just explore and do whatever they need to do to get the players back on the court and the fans in a situation where they can not only support the team, but to their favorite teams, but to get away from kind of the just sitting in the house. You know, it's been pretty crazy. You know, I don't see a foreseeable future, but I also know that, you know, Adam Silver has always put the players first, and I think that is what he's looking at first, is how can I put a product out there that's not only safe for everybody, but that's going to be awesome to watch.
Right, right. Now, if we do get back to a season, what do you think would be ideal, Channing? Because the way I look at it, I say, okay, boom. If anything, we might need to just do a Final Four. We need to do a truncated version. But then I think about the fitness of some of the players and the off time.
Oh, man.
What do you think is the best? What would you do if we got the season back rolling on the NBA side?
Me personally, I would, I've said it before, I would have a play-in for that eighth spot. I'd have a play-in for the eighth spot between a little tournament. Between the Pelicans, the Kings, the Blazers, the Spurs, and the Grizzlies, right? So I would do that first. And then for the East Conference, I would have every Eastern Conference team. So one would play 16, two would play 15, whatever that is, the first versus the last.
Wow.
In exhibition games to get started. So that way it gives the fans who aren't making the playoffs a chance to still see their teams a couple of times. And then after that, I would play it like March Madness. I would have the team with the best record play the team with the worst record, regardless of conference. Right? Try it out. So I would have, I think it would probably be the Bucks would play, I think, Orlando. Right?
Yeah.
And then, or the Lakers would play Orlando or whatever that is, and go from there. And then I would have the first round of playoffs be like the All-Star game.
Wow.
Yeah. Why not? Like, go for it.
That would be exciting, bro.
Every series should be three games. Yeah. Every series should be three games, right? One, two, three, back and forth. Or a team can decide 2-1 or 1-2 games at home, right? The lesser record team would choose. So, like, let's say the Lakers are playing Orlando. Orlando could choose, we want to play home or away, home, away. Or they would say, we want to play home first and then two aways in L.A.
Wow. I mean, I like that NCAA tournament style to kind of get the season back up and running. I think to my question, it would eliminate some rust. It would give you an opportunity to, quote-unquote, get a warm-up against some of the lesser teams if you're one of the top-seeded teams. And I think that would – you know what, Channing, you should just get – we should just hand you a doctorate in basketball or something now, bro.
No, I think at this point, right now, it's going to be conditioning. It's going to be if the Bucks and the Lakers are the two best teams, they'll show it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about a matchup of Milwaukee-Toronto, right? The Final Four. You know, whatever that Final Four is, it's Milwaukee-Toronto. Or let's say it's Milwaukee-LA.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the Lakers and the Clippers have to play each other for the NBA Finals.
That would be...
How amazing would that be? You know, you're not
cool.
going to get, at that point, you're not going to get bad teams.
Right.
You know, the teams that are going to win are going to win, especially in a three-game series.
Right.
So don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to have the Bucks just play the Orlando Magic. Nobody's tuning into that. They want to see the Bucks play some good teams. They want to see the Lakers play some good teams. They want to see really good competition. Now, if all the teams are jumbled up, you may see Oklahoma City play Brooklyn.
Things would be pretty wild and interesting. We got Channing Frye, NBA champion with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and NBA TV basketball analyst on the line. You know, Channing, those are some great scenarios, but we got to get there first. You know, haven't jumped into media full time and real active on social media at Channing Frye. What advice would you give to some of these players? You spoke about the physical conditioning, but also the mental conditioning. We've seen, a couple players having done some things that they probably should have done. What advice would you give to some of these players in regards to finding that structure to stay
this
on point?
This is a great opportunity for them to show their personalities.
Hmm.
You and I talked, and we are like, what makes an MVP an MVP? And to me, an MVP is the face of the NBA. And what Giannis has done over this time has shown people his personality. He's shown everybody his family. He's shown the world who he is outside of just working out. And that is why, you know, to me, why LeBron is special. That's why, you know, James Harden, for whatever people think, or Russell Westbrook, those guys have been special because we're starting to get to know them as people and not just players. To me, the more these guys could be online to show the world who they are as people, to put a personality behind a face, is going to be great for them in the long run. Right, if you want to promote yourself, now's the time to do it because people are looking for, like, I forgot the rookie's name from the Sixers. He's winning the internet right now. I want to watch his Twitter. I want to watch his TikTok because he's hilarious. He doesn't take himself too seriously. He's a good kid, and he's going through stuff that we are. We're not impenetrable to real life.
Right.
And that's what it's showing. It's like, listen, all of us are locked up. You know, all of us are doing, you know, prison workouts in our front yard. You know, we're all trying to figure out how to stay sane. So being safe and helping the world out one hour at a time by social distancing. So, you know, you see Bron working out, but then you see Steph Curry and Bron and Kevin drinking wine at night with their family.
Right.
These are things that they usually do that they keep to themselves. That's going to be like things that people going to say, dang,
right,
I didn't know he drinks that wine like I do. Or I didn't know that he does the same workout that I do, you know?
Right. It's wild out here, Channing. I mean, it's unfortunate that we don't have an active NBA season. We should be getting ready to talk about playoffs right now. I should be on set with you on NBA TV talking hoops. What's occupying your time?
My kids, right? My kids is number one. And then number two is definitely me being on the grill, cooking, eating, just trying to stay healthy. I think for me, you know, reading books, what else have I been doing? Playing a lot of video games. I'm starting to see guys more on Twitch. I'm starting to see guys, you know, obviously on TikTok. These are great things because you're connecting with the fans. And the best part of the NBA is that we, I think, are the most connected fans of any sport or connected pros of any sport. So this is just another opportunity for them to connect to their fans and connect to the people and just really be special.
Hey, Channing, we need to see some of those prison workouts that you're doing in the front yard, my man. We need that.
Lots of push-ups, homie. Lots of push-ups.
Channing Frye is going to come back with the upper body of the Incredible Hulk. Channing Frye,
for sure.
NBA champ, NBA analyst, I appreciate you taking the time. All the best to you and the family. Hopefully we can talk about some basketball soon. Where can people keep up with you online?
Man, on Instagram, Channing Frye. On Twitter, Channing Frye. Basically, just like type my name and get to going.
A big shout-outs to Mr. Channing Frye for coming through and dropping that knowledge. Hopefully, we do get Hopefully, we do get some NBA playoff action. I like the scenario that Channing came up with. Let's kind of shorten things and have the best play the best. Everybody still gets an opportunity to get a warm-up situation. And then let's just get the car started, get it warmed up, and then take it out of the garage. That's what I'm hoping for with the NBA season. Because watching my main man Paul Millsap do magic tricks is not cutting it for me. LeBron, I love his family, but I don't need to see the TikTok videos. When we come back, we're going to spend some more time talking about what you're doing in this offseason. It's JR, it's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.